Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. Oh, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. My eye is red. Allergies are whooping my ass, but I am back. Anyway, I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. Every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've had a busy day in the world of sports. Stephon Diggs is now a member of the Texans. Angel Reese went from crying to letting everybody know that she's turning pro. It's Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. And that's exactly what the hell we're going to do today as well. 2 hours from now, must I say, and we'll talk about Angel Reese next hour. Inspired by Angel Reese, we're going to talk about some villains. We're going to talk about some big-time villains, active villains in the world of sports. Who are some of the biggest villains walking the face of the earth right now? When it comes down to athletics, congratulations to Caitlin Clark, 2024 Naismith Player of the Year. Good for her. Anyway, you can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in live on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can tune in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can ask that smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. And what do you think happens? CBS Sports Radio pops right on up. I'm going to tell you about this trade between the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans in a few seconds. In about 20 minutes from now, we're going to go to Houston, Texas, and we're going to have a conversation with Sean Pendergrast, who hosts mornings on 610 Radio, The Loop, down in Houston, Texas. Because I know my folks in Houston, they got to be having a party at what the Texans have been able to do, not just today in acquiring Stephon Diggs, but what the Texans have been able to do over the past year. They're no longer a laughingstock. Next hour, we're going to get into some college basketball, the men and women's side. Michael DeCourcy is going to come through and chat with us. This man is a bracketologist for Fox Sports, writes for the Sporting News. And we're going to get into some college basketball next hour. And then later on in the show, I don't want to call it the finale because it feels maybe like a funeral a little bit. We'll talk about it. We're going to go to Western New York. I love Western New York. I don't care. Give me snow, give me rain, give me cold. I do not care. I love everything from Rochester to Buffalo. I love it. Ryan O'Halloran is going to come through and join us. This man covers the Buffalo Bills for the Buffalo News. And if I know my friends in Buffalo, if I know my friends in Western New York, I know they're not happy right now. I know they're not happy. We're going to talk about their pain, their misery, their sorrow, I'm sure, as the show continues on. If you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. We got a phone number. It works. You want to talk to me, you do so. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I am on the internet. It's where I was born. I am at JR Sport Brief. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey. How you doing? It's good to be back, man.
I was just going to say, it's good to have you back. I'm good. I'm good. You sound better than you did on Monday. So happy to hear that and happy to be back reunited.
It's all drugs, Hickey. It's all drugs.
Drugs work. Kids, do drugs. You heard JR.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll put it on a T-shirt. I'll wear it. I'll wear it. I don't know how popular I'll be at the local park or the local YMCA or the local doctors. Well, maybe the doctor's office would love if I wore a shirt that said, hey, kids do drugs, because all the doctors want to do is get people drugs. But that's a conversation for another day. How was the show yesterday? I missed the Final Four, Elite Eight. I missed the countdown, the ratings. I missed quite a few things.
Yeah, it was a busy show yesterday. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of, obviously, women's basketball talk, both LSU and Iowa's perspective. We had Embiid returning with a new, I think I got this right, with a new sneaker?
Yeah, you want them? Skechers.
Yeah.
You want a pair of Skechers.
Oh,
yes.
No. I don't know. Oh, I don't want that. I was referring to just confirming that the sneakers were, in fact, Skechers.
Yeah.
I was unaware of the partnership before that. So not only did he return in a big win, but... hey, a little bump for the company.
Hey, I thought Joe Montana sold Skechers. I think he does.
And Tony Romo, right?
Yeah, typically retired older folks. Yeah, I get it.
Well, but, Embiid's body.
Joel Embiid has the body of a retired old man.
And
as someone else I know who has a deal with Skechers happens to be Snoop Dogg. And retired? No, not really. Old? Getting up there. But shout outs to Snoop Dogg and OG. I appreciate Snoop Dogg and even Joel Embiid doing a deal with Skechers, because who cares? They're shoes. You wear them, you afford them, you put them on, and they have great market share all over the world. Good stuff. We'll talk about that later on in the show. Let's talk about the big deal that went down this morning. I was actually here by the office in the studio. No, I wasn't on there, just kind of walking around. And then I walked out, and boom. The news started to pop. Stephon Diggs got traded from the Buffalo Bills down to the Houston Texans. Stephon Diggs, who's basically been bellyaching and crying and whining. I don't know what my future holds. Everybody's been holding this dude's hand and babying him and patting him on the back and burping him and changing his diaper for the better part of 2 years. Stephon Diggs is gone. Josh Allen has to find somebody else to throw the ball to, even though at the end of last season, Stephon Diggs kind of fell off the face of the earth. He did end up going to the Pro Bowl again. He's going to be 31 years old later on this year. He still has something left in the tank. Last year, 1,100 yards receiving to go along with 8 touchdowns. I would think that he'll be able to duplicate that or replicate that down in Houston. Listen to the trade. The Buffalo Bills, they get a second-round pick in 2025. They get a sixth-round pick in 2024. And the Texans get Stephon Diggs and a 2025 fifth-round pick. Now, people were hitting me up throughout the course of the day. Stephon Diggs is going to be a cancer. Stephon Diggs is going to drag the locker room down. Stephon Diggs is going to ruin what the Texans have built. Like, nah, you can't think about that. Different spaces, different places, different situations. When Stephon Diggs finally left the Minnesota Vikings and ended up on the Buffalo Bills, Stephon Diggs was cool, right? He was happy until they started losing. Stephon Diggs was good. He was fine. He was leading the league in receiving yards when he showed up. And then they get to the playoffs and they stink. He's going to be on his quote-unquote best behavior to start things off in Houston. And let's be real. The Texans, do they need him? Nah, they don't need him. But he's certainly going to help. He's going to be the most established wide receiver that they have on the team. Even though, in all honesty, reality, he may not be the best. Tank Dell. I know the man broke his leg, but damn it, I expect him to bounce back. Nico Collins. Dalton Schultz at the tight end. And then that's just the offense. They just got Joe Mixon, another running back. They added Danielle Hunter. They still got Will Anderson, who they just snatched up last year. The Houston Texans had all of this damn success going 10-7. They lit the Browns up in the playoffs. C.J. Stroud went out there and threw for 3 touchdowns. The Texans are building something. They got their core. They got their quarterback in C.J. Stroud. They have their head coach in D'Amico Ryans. And, oh, yeah, you think about the AFC South. The Texans, they are ready for battle. This is not a bad deal. And Stephon Diggs, he's not going to be miserable anymore. This is going to be the happy version of Stephon Diggs. He's not going to sound miserable from last summer when he basically said, all I want to do is win a Super Bowl.
My main focus and my only focus is winning. Super Bowls is, I mean, everybody say they want a Super Bowl, but we've had legitimate chances at this thing. Like, we've had the team, we've had the coaches, we've had everything that we needed. And as far as us not getting over the hump, I feel like it's always asked for a cause for a conversation.
Oh, okay. It was only a couple of months ago at the Pro Bowl. He's just like, I don't know where, I don't know what's going on. Tweeting out vague statements about his future. You want to know what wasn't vague? The comments made by the Bills GM today. That's right. Brandon Bean, the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, sat in front of the media and he gave his insights on this trade. And I guess the most important thing that we want to know is, did Stephon Diggs ask to be moved? And this is what Brandon Bean had to say.
I would like to leave it that, you know, we've always had good discussions. Adisa Bakari is his agent, very good relationship with Adisa. I've known him for a number of years, very good agent. And he and I have always had a great relationship of dialogue about everything. And so, and that's continued every year that Steph's been here. And, you know, I'm sure it'll continue as long as we have any players that he represents here going forward. That's probably the best way I would like to leave it.
Oh, come on, man. It was stupid politics. Stupid media dancing. And kissing the ass of the agent. Did Stephon Diggs ask to be traded? That response was about 35 seconds long. It's yes or it's no. You basically told us yes, but you did it in an ass-kissing way to the agent. Sorry, Brandon Bean, but you kissed a man's ass. It's real simple here. Stephon Diggs didn't want to be there. And for as much butt-kissing that they've done over the past couple of seasons, and it's time to move on. It really is. I mean, it's not just Brandon Bean who had to, you know, stroke the guy's ego, letting him know how much he's loved. I mean, come on. Josh Allen, last summer, before training camp, had to kiss some behind, too, basically saying, oh, I love the guy, and, yeah, he just wants to compete like me, too.
Oh, I know internally we're working on some things, not football-related, but, you know, Steph, he's my guy. Love him. He's a brother of mine. You know, this does not work what we're doing here without him. You know, we wish he was in here today and was out there on the field with us, and that's not the case, but I've got his back no matter what. I've got no doubts that we will figure out what's going on, and I freaking love him. I can't stress that enough. You know, there's things that I could do better, and, you know, to help out with this process and try to get him back here and you know, be the Buffalo Bill that he's meant to be.
That was from last summer. So obviously he played another season and he will not play another season. And sorry, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs is not your guy no more. He's C.J. Stroud's guy. And C.J. Stroud, do I expect him to wake up and roll out of bed and have another touchdown interception ratio of 23-5? No, I don't. But I expect the man who throws pinpoint passes to continue to improve. And the Buffalo Bills, well, unless they got their work cut out of them and they can replace the production, which I think they can. They need Josh Allen to not be Superman. Think about some of these players that they've lost, not just on offense, but on defense. Stephon Diggs, gone. Gabe Davis, gone. Mitch Morse, his center, gone. Tre'Davious White, gone. Jordan Poyer, gone. Leonard Floyd, gone. And you still have the contract of an aging man, of Von Miller. It sucks. Somehow, some way, Brandon Bean says, listen, folks, it's April. Don't worry. By the time we get through the draft and the offseason, we're going to be good.
These moves are never easy. Very hard. Not made overnight, anything like that. But anytime you make a move like this, as I said, very difficult, you're doing it, you're trying to win. And sometimes people may not see that, you know, this is by no means the Bills giving up or trying to take a step back or anything like that. Everything we do, we're trying to win, and we're going to continue to do that. It's, you know, it's April the 3rd or 4th, whatever it is, and we'll continue to work on this roster and make sure we're ready to play come September.
The only reason why this trade helps the Buffalo Bills win is because Stephon Diggs didn't want to be there to try and win. Okay? It's one of my favorite quotes. Mike Tomlin says it. We want volunteers. We want players. We don't want hostages. The Buffalo Bills could be even. I can't see them getting better by trading away Stephon Diggs. Or they could get worse. They did not improve. They did not. They stayed the same or they got worse. And that is what we're going to figure out in 2024. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Forget Buffalo for a minute. I love Buffalo. Even the people who set themselves on fire through them stupid tables. But when we come back, we're going to talk to somebody who actually won. They won this trade. They won the offseason. They won the offseason last year. They won the draft. We're going down to Texas. We're going down to Houston. Sean Pendergrass is going to join us from Sports Radio 610. I wonder if he's going to have streamers and party sounds in the back. Me, I'm always a party. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I think we got some folks in Western New York who are not happy. I think we got some folks in Houston, Texas who have been happy over the past year. Earlier today, we learned that Stephon Diggs is no longer a member of the Buffalo Bills. He's been traded to the Houston Texans, joining a deep wide receiver room. To get a first-person perspective as to what's going down in Houston, Texas, we're being joined by Sports Radio 610 weekday morning host Sean Pendergast. Sean, how are you, man?
I'm good, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm excellent. How are all my wonderful friends in Houston? Everybody has to be loving this, right?
We've been loving the whole offseason. I mean, this is just like another thing that's been going on in what's been a series of kind of holy bleep moments for the Texans. It really goes back, honestly, it goes back probably about a year ago to the draft when they drafted C.J. Stroud and they traded up for Will Anderson. And it's been just a series of moments like that for the last year for a franchise that for the 3 years before that was somebody, you know, a franchise that everybody kind of pointed at and laughed at and made fun of. And now they're the toast of the town for another day today with the Stephon Diggs trade. It's been really, really cool, man.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Listen, I had people call me from Houston, Texas all the time those 3 years telling me that they were giving their tickets up, that they were no longer, you know, going out to the field, that they could care less about the Texans. And now we've seen that change. When you think about all the weapons that they have, you talked about D'Amico Ryans and adding Stroud and Will Anderson and now adding Stephon Diggs. Are people talking Super Bowl in Houston, or are the expectations a little bit more tempered?
No, I mean, as you know, I'm on in the morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and this trade came down at 9:59 Central Time today. So I'll get my feel for what everybody's feeling like in terms of interacting with my listeners tomorrow. But from social media and just being out and about town the last few hours, I think this has really amped up people's expectations for what the Texans are going to be this coming season. The schedule gets a lot harder for them this year than it was last year. They're facing a ton of the top quarterbacks next season. But I think Texan fans feel like they've got the firepower to stand in and trade blows, especially with CJ pulling the trigger. With Nico Collins and Tank Dell, and you add Stephon Diggs to that wide receiver room, that's just a crazy thing that it feels like for me to say, JR. you're adding Stephon Diggs to a wide receiver room where I think a lot of Texans already feel like you've got a couple guys who could be number one wide receivers. And certainly in Nico Collins, and I know Tank is a young player, but he was putting up numbers like that before he got hurt, and they add Joe Mixon too. So, yeah, I think the expectations are that the Texans are going to be one of these teams that when you're getting down to the last eight teams, the last four teams, that they're one of the ones that's standing in there trading blows for sure.
Sean Pendergast is here with us from Sports Radio 610 down in Houston, Texas. C.J. Stroud had a historical year. 4,100 yards, I don't want to shortchange him. 4,100 yards passing, 23 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. It's going to be tough to duplicate those numbers. What do you expect to see, or what are some areas of growth where he can kind of pick up some slack and get better?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest thing for C.J. would be production in the red zone. There's not a lot to really look at CJ's rookie year and say, boy, he really needs to take things up a notch there. I mean, he threw only 5 interceptions, so it's hard for me to look at decision-making and say he really needs to improve his decision-making. He was really good when Tank Dell was out and, you know, Nico Collins missed a couple games. He was still able to spread the ball around. He did it without really a nice running game. The Texans' rush game was not great last year. They had to lean on Devin Singletary, who's really more of a third-down back, to be a bell cow. But I would say the one thing that and I think CJ would say this too, would be that in the red zone, a lot of times they had opportunities in games to really close out games, and they got in the red zone and they were getting 3s instead of 7s. So I think that would be one thing that he can improve on, is going and making sure he can get touchdowns. And they're going to need to. I mean, they play, if you look at their schedule next year, JR, they've got Josh Allen, they've got Patrick Mahomes, they've got Lamar Jackson, they've got Tua Tagovailoa, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love. It is a hard schedule next year, and I think that's a big reason why Stephon Diggs is on this team now. They're going to be in a lot of shootouts next year.
When you think about the offense, you just ran through what they got with the offense, Sean. Nobody talks about the defense, and the defense is stacked as well from the front line, adding Danielle Hunter. You still have Stingley Jr. You got Will Anderson, who I would expect to make another jump. Nobody talks about the defense. This is going to be a solid team from 1 to 22.
Yeah, no question. The Danielle Hunter acquisition was the one that I felt in this offseason really put them kind of over the top in terms of all the pundits and the experts looking at them saying, okay, this is a team we got to take seriously. Like Nick Caserio, the GM, and D'Amico Ryans are not messing around this offseason. And then they go get Stephon Diggs today. So, yeah, the defense, and I think there's still areas of the defense this offseason that need attention. They made some good signings, not just Danielle Hunter, but they signed Danico Autry and Azeez El-Shaair from the Titans, who are both really solid, more than role players. I mean, El-Shaair was a really productive linebacker, and Autry is a dog on that defensive line. But they still need help at cornerback. The interior of the defensive line is still a bit of a concern. But I can just tell you, as somebody who covers the Texans and someone who roots for them, that we're sitting here nitpicking at who the interior defensive lineman is and who cornerback number 2 is on this team, when 2 years ago we were talking about them starting literally 8 or 9 rookies midway through the season. This is a really good spot to be in for the Texans right now.
Morning show host Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610 down in Houston is here with us on CBS Sports Radio. There was a lot of talk early on a few years ago that this was the Patriots South. And Nick Caserio, Patriots South, that's been turned off. We don't hear any more of that, do we?
No, we don't. And I think it's really become more, if we're looking at a team that they're patterning themselves after, it's really much more of a San Francisco model now than it is New England. And I always thought that the New England South thing was overblown, and I think the Texans kind of leaned into it inadvertently a little bit when Nick first got here in 2021 and Jack Easterby was still in the building. And I don't know how many of your listeners are familiar with the Jack Easterby saga, but Jack Easterby was a character coach with the Patriots who kind of took over the building with the Texans in a bad way. And I think there was a lot of sensitivity with the Texans. They didn't want to be perceived as New England South. So they almost like outwardly said, we are not the Patriots South. Like, so they haven't really, other than a couple little, you know, a couple Patriot pickups along the way, haven't really operated that way. And certainly since D'Amico Ryans got into the building, they've operated much more on a San Francisco level than a New England level. And I would say specific to Nick Caserio, I think a lot of people expected him, as a lot of New England guys who left the building in New England and tried to operate like Bill Belichick. Nick Caserio hasn't really done that at all here. I mean, I'm saying in terms of interviews, you know, the way he interacts with the media, some of the pickups that he's made. I think the way he operates in the draft, whereas Belichick was one of these GM/coaches that tried to find a lot of small school guys. Nick Caserio, literally all 23 of his draft picks have been from Power 5 schools. So Nick Caserio has done a lot of things that have been a huge departure from the Patriot way. So anybody that's perceiving the Texans that way just isn't really paying attention to the Texans. Nick Caserio, I think, has really shown that he's his own man in the 3 years that he's been the GM here, for sure.
Hey, Sean, as we start to wrap things up, this is the Texans team that we saw just smash the Browns. They lost to a team that went to the AFC Championship game. They've added more talent. Where do you think that they're going to end up? Is it, hey, we got to reach the divisional round again? Like, what is the realistic expectation from your perspective?
I think this look, if you live in this town, then you know that the Texans have never made an AFC title game. They've made the divisional round several times since they started making the playoffs on a fairly regular basis in 2011. They didn't make the playoffs as a franchise until a decade into them existing. And since 2011, they've made the playoffs, I don't know, 7 or 8 times. And it always, other than a couple of times, it always seems to end in the divisional round. I think the AFC title game is definitely a realistic expectation. And I think it's now, I think that's now the expectation for Texan fans here in town, is that with all the moves they've made this offseason, a bunch of all-in moves that they've made with a quarterback, a really good quarterback on a rookie deal, that the anything short of getting to the AFC Championship game, I think, is going to be a major disappointment for Texans fans.
And I've had to calm people down on the Stephon Diggs as a distraction. Look at what Stephon Diggs just did. Stephon Diggs is going to do it again. And my thought process is, who cares? I don't think it's going to happen in year one or year two. So just use him and abuse him while he's on the team now. I got no concerns. Do you have any?
No, I don't. And I think you nailed it, JR. Is I think he's shown in the two places he's been so far is there's a shelf life. And I don't think the Texans view Stephon Diggs as being someone who's going to be on this team beyond what his shelf life has proven to be at the other places he's been. And I think the other thing to think about, too, here is that D'Amico Ryans is a supremely respected leader, not only within the building here at NRG Stadium, but I think around the league, too. D'Amico Ryans is really respected. And I think for a young quarterback, I think C.J. Stroud draws a lot of respect, too. The Texans didn't give up very much at all in the grand scheme of things to get Stephon Diggs. If Stephon Diggs is an issue in the locker room with this Texans team, they can punt on Stephon Diggs. And really, all the only sunken cost, honestly, is his salary, because they didn't give up very much draft capital-wise when you consider that they picked up that extra second-round pick that they used to get Stephon Diggs in that deal with Minnesota a couple of weeks ago, but they just moved back a few slots in the draft. So I think it's a very easy deal to eject from if Stephon Diggs is being a problem. I don't think he's going to be a problem, and I think there's enough leadership in the building here. There's a reason why you get a coach that's a leader and you draft guys that are leaders, because some guys need to be brought into the locker room who need to be led. And if Stephon Diggs is one of those guys, then so be it. I think they've got plenty of leadership in the building there to get the maximum out of Stephon Diggs.
Sean Pendergast, final question for you. I know you're a big WWE guy. Is Roman Reigns finally going to lose at WrestleMania? I mean, how many more matches? What's up with this guy? He can't be champion for a million days, can he?
I kind of hope so. I'm a Cody Rhodes fan. I don't know how many people I know The Rock's done the best he can do to kind of paint Cody in a certain kind of light these last several weeks. I've loved the build up to this WrestleMania and the Bloodline. Man, they've got so much juice out of the Bloodline storyline, really, for the last few years, with even going back to Sami Zayn and everything else. So I'm just anxious to see how it all plays out over a 2-day period, but I'm all for seeing Cody get to, as the Rock says with much disdain, finish his story. I kind of hope that happens on Sunday, JR.
Oh, well, thank you, Sean. If anything, just go to Philadelphia, bring your crowbar, and then just ensure that the story completes, okay? Where can people find you, listen to you, keep up with you online, all that good stuff, Sean?
Yeah, appreciate that, man. Yeah, obviously on the Odyssey app, Sports Radio 610 in Houston, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time, obviously 7 to 11 Eastern Time. And then on, are we calling it Twitter or X these days? Whatever it is, at Sean T. At Sean T. Pendergast on Twitter/X is where you can find me. And always enjoy joining you, man.
And no doubt about it. We'll catch you on down the line, Sean. Catch you soon, okay?
All right, thanks, JR. Appreciate you, bro.
No doubt about it. That's Sean Pendergast. Sports Radio 610, The Loop, down in Houston. Shout-outs to all my folks down in Houston, Texas. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hickey, you ever used a crowbar before?
No. I guess thankfully, no.
Thankfully? No. Have you ever used one at all? Not on a person?
No, not on a person, not on a car. No, I've never had to use a crowbar to, I guess, get something open.
Let me tell you something. One of the greatest joys of my life, I was in my grandfather's garage years ago. I must have been a teenager. I was in the garage, not even the garage. I was in the shed. There's more room in the shed to hold all of the, let's just call them the bells and whistles to do things, right? I found a crowbar in the shed. Let me tell you. I have never felt, and this is like a real crowbar. This sucker, it was heavy. It was rusted. It was thick. The crowbar must have been, I don't know. It could have been from the 60s, the 50s. This was no punk-ass, shiny crowbar that you picked up from Home Depot. This crowbar been through some things, and it was real. Might have been one of the first crowbars ever. I felt so powerful holding that crowbar. I don't know where it is right now. I wish I knew. No idea.
Did you do anything with it?
I just held it. I'm like, wow, this is, because the only time I've seen a crowbar is, you know, on TV and movies, people are doing devious and dangerous things. And I'm like, wow, I got one of these right in front of me. And I got nothing to do. I have nothing to crowbar open. I have nothing to, no one to swing it at. I'm nonviolent, but it's missing. So you know what? I may have to hit up Lowe's or Home Depot or Ace Hardware. There's an Ace Hardware like three blocks from me at the studio. I may need to get a crowbar, and I may need to weather it for quite some time, and then I may have to figure out. I may just walk down the street with it, because walking down the street with a crowbar, is that intimidating? People don't think anything of that, right?
People will go on the other side of the street. I would. In this day and age, if I see you down the block with a crowbar in the hand, I'm turning around, crossing the street, dodging traffic, whatever it takes. Not taking a chance.
I'm helping Jimmy take the hubcap off his car. My friend called me to help him. He's stuck on the road. It's no big deal. Everybody's so soft. It's okay. Hey, Ack, you ever used a crowbar before? Ever?
Can't say that I have.
Me, I'm in that group too. I need to go get one. Anyway,
I never saw that. You know, you walk into Lowe's or, as you mentioned, or you know, Ace, you know, crowbar aisle 7.
Well, have you looked for a crowbar? Have you looked for one?
I can't say that I have, but I can't say that I've seen one either. But they have to sell them somewhere, right?
The crowbars are so. Where else would you? You're not getting a crowbar from the pharmacy. You know, you got to go to Ace Hardware to get a crowbar.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm gonna Amazon one to my house. It'll be there before I get home later from the studio. Problem solved. Get everything on Amazon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about a league that should be happy. I know everybody in Houston, Texas is happy. We're going to talk about a league that should be happy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm just a guy who talks about the NFL and the NBA and the NHL during the Stanley Cup and baseball and golf and boxing and MMA. I would talk more football. If more people like football, too, man, I watch it all. I watch everything. Only got two eyes, though, but I watch everything. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you so much, Sean Pendergast, Sports Radio 610 down in Houston, Texas. He just came through on the other side of the break. and we talked about the addition of Stephon Diggs. There's an expectation that they go to a championship game, an AFC championship game. Young team, defense, offense is stacked. Yeah, maybe the Buffalo Bills got to move the hell up one out the way. They didn't get better. They stayed the same. Let's see what they do through the offseason. Or the draft, I should say. I'm not all that optimistic. The Buffalo Bills already had a hill to climb. Maybe it'll be easier with Stephon Diggs. No diva behavior, but it's hard to replace that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dennis is here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dennis? Hey, Dennis, you're live on the radio.
Yeah, I was trying to educate the youngsters on how to...
Hello?
What a crowbar is used for.
Hold on a second, Dennis. Hold on. Hickey, is he like rattling cans? Oh, he hung up. He said he wanted to educate us youngsters on what a crowbar is used for?
Yes. Yeah, he was giving me some examples. He said a crowbar can be used in woodworking. And he said old school car tires, you can tighten them with a crowbar to destroy a building. That was the third one. Those are the three things Dennis said you can use a crowbar for.
Ack was here too. I mean, damn. At the same time, I don't need nobody telling me what to use a crowbar for.
You can use it how you want?
It looks pretty apparent what you can use a crowbar for. If you got to think about how to use a crowbar, or you got to think about how to describe how to use it, I mean, damn it, maybe you don't know what you're doing.
Does a crowbar come with instructions on how to use?
No.
Or does it assume, like, if you're buying a crowbar, you know what you're doing when you buy said crowbar?
I think do you got to teach a toddler how to use a shovel? Like, you ever seen you ever seen a toddler at a beach and you give him a shovel? Like, it's instinctual. That I'm going to bury something. I'm going to move some sand and bury something. I'm going to assume if I see somebody walking into Ace or Home Depot and they're looking for a shovel, I'm going to have a clear idea that, you know what? They're going to be moving some dirt or maybe some snow or some sand. They're going to be moving some stuff or burying something. A crowbar? Use your imagination. There's a lot of things you could do with it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I mean, growing up in New York, I could think of a million things to do in New York City with a crowbar. Brent is calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, hello, JR. How are you feeling today?
I'm better. I'm here, so that's good.
Okay, I want to be quick to mention about crowbar. When you mentioned crowbar, it reminds me of the bar that Dennis Rodman hung out in Chicago back in the 90s.
I wonder why they called it crowbar, but I won't ask. Keep going.
Okay. Well, no, I was talking to Ryan, you know, with a talk about Diggs, you know, going to now to the South. You know, last few years, the AFC East, because the AFC Conference is more dominant than the NFC Conference, but the AFC East, you know, Aaron Rodgers, and then you got Miami moving up and Buffalo
give a quick summation here on the AFC East. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
The New York Jets got a whack job at quarterback, an old whack job at quarterback. Now, could he be a whack job that throws for 35 touchdowns? He could, but you still have to deal with him. The Miami Dolphins have a quarterback who, when the temperature drops below 60 degrees, this man loses the ability to play football. Okay.
Okay.
The New England Patriots are still trying to recover from their quarterback who left to go to Florida as he went to a retirement home, won a Super Bowl. And the Buffalo Bills just lost one of the best receivers in the game. Even though he's older, they lost a headache, and it's going to be tough to just get better. They may stay the same. But, I mean, they've been the same damn team for the past few years. I'm supposed to think that by taking this guy away that all of a sudden they're going to be so much better? I have my doubts. They'll be fine. They should still make the playoffs, but the enthusiasm surrounding an MVP caliber season and a Super Bowl run, I think we can throw those expectations out the window for the Buffalo Bills. Is it possible? Of course. Yes, it is. But they've missed the mark. In order to go out there and win games, you actually have to have talent. And unfortunately for the Buffalo Bills, a lot of their talent has either A, gotten hurt over the past few years, or they're standing on the sidelines pitching a fit like Stephon Diggs. It's real unfortunate and sad. And that's why I'm sure my friends in Western New York are sad. That and they may be ready for spring. Let's check the weather in Buffalo right now. Let's see. 38 degrees and raining in a mix of snow and rain. But this is what they're used to. They're there in Western New York. This is what they're used to. Me, I'm here suffering. Yesterday, past couple days, 80 degrees. The trees are blooming here in Atlanta, Georgia. And today was kind of chilly, only 65 degrees. Breezy, though. Real breezy. A lot of pollen. Hey, Hickey, my car is parked like inside the garage. And there's only like four windows on four stories of a garage, and my car is covered in pollen. Covered.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
See why you were sick yesterday.
Yeah, man, bruh. When I first moved here to Georgia, I was advised I was given bee pollen. Like, here, put the bee pollen in your food a little bit to build up immunity. How stupid is that? I don't know. But that, listen. Maybe one day I'll get used to it. I'll tell you one thing I'm not doing. I'm not coming back to New York to walk around with a crowbar. I'll tell you that much. Somebody was randomly punching people in the face, right? Did I see that correctly?
We have a serial head puncher right now on the loose in New York City. That is correct. Welcome to New York.
And this guy wants to tell me what to do with a crowbar? I know it. Take it on the subway. Walk down the street. New York is a wild place. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to tell you about a league that should be happy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Hey, everyone. This is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.